Tommy Spear flew under the radar in The Ultimate Fighter 6, but when he made it to the finals against Mack Danzig, it was clear that everyone knew his name. Unfortunately, things didn't really go his way in The Ultimate Fighter finale, but he is now one of the forces to be reckoned with, training under Matt Hughes at the Hughes Intensive Training Squad. And we're glad to have him join us here on JerryPark.com. Tommy, how's it going?
Not bad. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Lot to talk to you about, rumors on your future fights and everything and how you got to this point in your career. But I wanted to ask you first off, in everything that was written about you in The Ultimate Fighter 6, the reality TV show, did you notice on the internet, I'm not sure if you're a big internet guy, but everyone kept misspelling your name. Everyone was writing it like Britney Spears. Really always aggravated me, and I wanted to know if you ever noticed that.
I noticed it here and there. It's spelled S-P-E-E-R, but you know, it's kind of in common spelling here in America, the way I spell it. But you know, I guess that Britney chick, I guess she just ruined my name.
Yeah, but I think it's safe to say that now everyone's going to know the correct spelling of your name. Like I said, you did a great job on The Ultimate Fighter 6, making it all the way to the finale. When you got on the show and you agreed to be a part of it, did you think by looking at the cast that you would end up going that far? Because, you know, to be honest, a lot of the people who were predicting the outcomes didn't have you slotted in the finale.
You know, when I got out there, when I got elected on the show, I was like, oh, I think I got a shot. But when I got out there, I looked at all the guys out there, and you know, I was like, wow, it looks like there's some pretty good competition here. You know, I don't know how well I do. I just said to myself, I'm just going to keep on showing up, take it one day at a time, and give it all I got.
You don't seem like the type of guy who even watches reality shows, let alone participates in them. How tough was the whole experience for you in terms of being in front of the cameras and living with the other guys and all the drama that comes along with it?
Well, I think you get used to the cameras pretty fast. The only weird time that you got with the camera is if you're by yourself and the cameraman's just following you around, you know, because you just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have no idea why they're recording you when you're by yourself. just kind of weird.
Do they ever ask you to do something? You know, if you're kind of standing next to someone else, do they ask you guys to interact, or do they really let it the whole thing kind of work out organically?
Yeah, they really let it work out organically. I think it's The Ultimate Fighter is probably the realest reality show you'll ever see. They say it's your house, go ahead and live in it. You know, we're not going to tell you to do anything. They don't go up to other fighters and say, oh, this guy said this about you. They really just let it all play out itself. And that was quite nice.
I'm always curious as to how fighters actually end up on the show. Some guys are, you know, they're recommended. Some guys go through the, you know, the casting process. So what was your experience like as far as, you know, getting one of the 16 spots on the cast of The Ultimate Fighter 6?
Well, I still filled out the application and sent out the video of your background and what you were like. But I was recommended by my manager, Monty Cox.
So he was the one that kind of put your name in there, and due to his relationship with the UFC, that obviously had to help, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm assuming so. I don't know who called who, if they called him and asked if he represented anybody that he thought should be on the show, or if he called them. He just gave me a call one day and said he gave my number to The Ultimate Fighter, and you know, if he wouldn't have done that, I never would have looked it up myself to even get on the show.
Interesting. So was that never a goal of yours, or you just never thought about going that route?
I just never thought of going that route. I didn't really think that my manager wanted me to take that go that way with my career. I really thought we were just going to work up the ladder slowly, because at the time I was fighting in the WEC. So, but I'm really glad that he did that, and you know, things worked out pretty good.
So now that you you know, you got on the show, everything worked out well for you. I'm assuming when you look back on it, it had to have been a positive experience.
It was a tough experience, but yeah, it was positive. What I tell everybody, they ask me, what was it like being out there? Was it tough? You know, how hard is it actually being in there? And my response to that is, it all depends on how much you leave behind. in your regular life. You know, I'd have to say if somebody just left behind, you know, training at their gym and, you know, they live by themselves and that, you know, it probably wouldn't be very hard for them because they don't have much to miss. Me, I left behind my family, the farm, and you know, no contact with them. It kind of made me a little worried.
Yeah, how tough is that? Because I think that's something that a lot of people don't really understand. I mean, 6 weeks, I believe it is, right? It's 6 weeks away from your family and people that you work with every single day, live with and love so much. I mean, that's got to play some crazy tricks on you, you know, once you get into week four, five, and six.
Yeah. I mean, it is almost a 6 week process, and it really it's house arrest, but worse. You know, you're not even allowed to open up that front door without their say so. And on top of it, you have no TV, no radio, no music. You know, your day is very routine. You know, I look back on it, and it can, you know, I'm surprised it didn't do any mental damaging to me.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't think I could do it myself. But nevertheless, you overcame it all, made it all the way to the finals. When you're train, when you know that you made it to the finals and you're facing Mac Danzig on December 8th, and then you know that time in between finishing the taping of the show all the way to the finals, how hard is it for you to keep it to yourself that you are actually going to be fighting in the finals, especially because a lot of people were thinking George was going to be the one advancing?
You know, I always wanted to come on and say it because everybody, you know, I tried not reading the forums on the internet or anything like that because a lot of people were bashing me and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, the best way to think this is how to keep your mouth shut is, you know, they'll sue you for $5 million if you leaked it somehow.
Is
So,
it really that much, $5 million?
yeah, that's what the contract said, the
Wow.
confidentiality agreement.
That's amazing. I'd read some reports on the internet that George was actually telling people that he trained with that he actually made it to the finals. Did you hear that as well?
I think I did actually hear that.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
You never actually talked to him about that or anything?
No, you know, most of the guys in the house, I could easily come up to and still talk to. George, I'm gonna have to say, you know, me and him can probably walk by each other and shake hands, but no conversation.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think George, is probably a little upset about the fight still, and I really see probably me and him probably fighting again someday. When I was out in Vegas for the finale, his lawyer actually came up to me and said, "Oh yeah, we're hoping maybe we can get a rematch against you." I mean, he wasn't being rude or anything about it, but you know, I know it's in George's mind.
Is that something that you'd be interested in at this point, or are you kind of trying to move on and face some new opponents?
Well, as of right now, I'm scheduled to fight April 2nd in the Denver area. I just got told that about a week ago, and I don't know what the venue is or anything, but I'll be fighting Anthony Johnson
Right, you
on
took
that
away
day.
my next question there. I was just kind of trying to build up to that, but yeah, you are fighting Anthony Johnson, who you know also made an appearance on Jerry Park. So what do you think of Anthony? I mean, here's a guy who, when he first came into the UFC, guns blazing, sort of like yourself. I mean, I'm not expecting this one to have too much activity on the ground, kind of like a stander and banger type of fighter. And then he had a, you know, a tough loss in his next fight, but obviously both of you can really bring out the fireworks in about.
Yeah, you got that right about the fireworks part. Both of us got some pretty heavy hands and some power and some strength. Well, a lot of strength actually, and a lot of size. He's definitely got me on the reach part, but I think as the fight goes on into the later rounds, I should be able to get him pretty tired and probably be able to close the distance on him better.
So is the fight official? I mean, both of you guys have signed up for it, and it's going down on the fight night number 13 in Denver.
Yeah, it's pretty official. I mean, I haven't signed an about agreement yet, but yeah, but it's pretty much said and done.
And are you aware of whether or not it's going to be in the televised portion of the card or untelevised?
I'm not aware of that yet. Really, I don't even know who's fighting on the card at all. If they got the card filled up or what. Like I said, I just found out a week ago when and who all is fighting.
I could
So
tell you that.
I'm assuming it'll be on the televised one of the live televised fights. I mean, it's an ultimate fight night, so I mean Anthony's starting to become a pretty big name, and I got a pretty big name in the sport already.
I could definitely tell you that a couple of the fights that are rumored, if not 100% secure, are the Kenny Florian and Joe Lauzon bout as a main event, as well as Stephen Bonner and Matt Hamill. A lot of people on the internet looking forward to those two, and I think with the addition of your fight, definitely shaping up to be a really interesting card. So when you look at a guy like Anthony Johnson, I mean, what is your sort of game plan against going up to him, looking at his last two fights in the UFC? Is it maybe try to surprise him by taking this to the ground, or are you going to go do with what you'd know best, and that's the striking?
Well, actually, I have to say I'm working on my striking, and I like how it's going with Matt Pena, the boxing coach down with Hit Squad. I'd probably be looking more to try to out wrestle him, probably, and kinda I think I probably can out strength him, and probably get it to the ground here and there. But I'll be. With that, I'll be punching in and closing the distance. So I mean, really, I'm gonna see how he wants to fight me out there. Whether he's gonna sit back and use his reach, or if he's gonna attack. I mean, that's really what how I'm gonna go about it when I'm out there.
Now, after the fight with Mac, what kind of contract did you sign with the UFC? Are you able to talk about that?
No, I'm not really able to talk about it. I know it's pretty good. About six fights. For
So,
like
is it
2 years,
six? Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
for about 2 years, that's what I got told. So,
All right, so that seems like a pretty good deal, despite the fact that you were, you came up a little bit short in the finals. And you mentioned the Hit Squad. How has that been going? I know they're relatively new in terms of camps, but the guys who headed up, obviously Matt Hughes, one of the greatest of all time. Are you training with them? Is this, you're officially part of that camp?
Yes, I'm just not down there full time. When I don't have a fight coming up, I'm up here with my on my family farm, working up here and training in Rochester, Minnesota, with Mario Roberto. He is a Brazilian black belt in jiu-jitsu, and up when I'm up here, I just work on. I guess for the first time in my career, I'm working on what I just got to work on, and not worrying about conditioning and that kind of stuff. Because like before, when I had a, I only went to the gym when I had a fight coming up, and I'd work on my farm the rest of the time. I never really took it very seriously. So for the first time in my career, I'm starting to take it serious and just going in and working on technique and really what I got to work on. And then when I about six anywhere from a month to 6 weeks out, I'll go down to Granite City, Missouri, where the gym is, with Hit Squad.
Were you, before the Ultimate Fighter finale, were you actually really just spending most of your time, doing the stuff on the farm as what we saw on the Spike TV broadcast, the package that they did about you working on the farm, as opposed to Mac, who was doing all the stuff in the gym?
Yeah, I mean, I did a lot of my conditioning out of my farm, and just got trying to go with what I got up in my up in, up where I am. I mean, in Rochester, I mean, I was going into my gym with Mario Roberto training there. There just isn't a lot of fighters. There's a lot of grapplers and a lot of boxers, but there's not a lot of MMA guys up here to train with. So I mean, I went with what I had. So I did, just did that kind of working out, and I actually got down to Hughes's camp for about 2.5 weeks, which isn't very long. So, but like I said, I work with what I got, and right now I'm trying to take the sport more seriously, and I'm gonna try taking more doing more prep time with fights coming up.
Now, Tommy, I'm going to put you on the spot. Matt Hughes, your close friend now, just came out with a new book. Did you read the book?
I am on chapter 3 right now.
All right, so not bad. It's better than being on chapter one. What do you think of Matt Hughes? Obviously, coming off the tough loss, UFC 79. Some question about maybe he was going to walk away. He seemed to have cooled on that front. But do you expect that we're going to see Matt in the octagon again?
Yeah, I expect him to be in the octagon again. I mean, he's not going to go out like that. I really don't know. I haven't talked to him about how many fights he plans on doing. I mean, I know there's gonna at least be one more. So we'll have to see who when or who'll that be, but I can see he's hoping probably for Matt Serra.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of Matt Serra, and he was the other coach with him on the Ultimate Fighter 6. Are you disappointed when you, or not so much disappointed, but does it get under your skin now that you guys have, created this bond, when you hear all the trash talking, especially from a guy like Matt, but from, so many other people towards Matt Hughes? Because I thought, despite everything said about him going into the show, he did a great job in terms of handling himself with class. Obviously, there's certain things that you can call him out on, but not a lot of bashing coming out of his mouth when, as opposed to Serra. Does that get under your skin as someone who now trains with him and is a close friend of Matt Hughes?
Yeah. I mean, it does a little bit. I mean, I just the unprofessionalism taken there on Serra's part, which I really don't even think he cares about. With Serra and Hughes not liking each other. I mean, he just speaks his opinion about Serra, about him not, thinking he's not even in the top 10. I mean, as a fighter, you're going to have to take that from fans and from other people all the time. You just got to learn how to deal with that. Serra's, just name dropping, which, it's pretty unprofessional. And I really didn't even know he talked like that out on the show. I mean, when you saw Serra and Hughes, I mean, they really didn't exchange words at all. Because those interviews that Sarah's in there bashing Hughes, I never saw. So it was kind of, I was like, wow, I didn't know he talked like that. I probably never would have said hi to him if I knew he was talking like that out there.
Oh, really? So you only notice that stuff once the show, once you're actually watching the show for the first time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, all those one-on-one interviews, nobody sees except for, the people that are recording it.
Right.
So, I mean, I was like, wow. I thought they kind of had a little bit more, like Serra had, like there was just kind of, it's just kind of like a Cold War.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, I mean, I was in shock to hear some of it.
Yeah, it was, it did come across as a bit of sour grapes, at least on his part, of a guy who seemed a bit uncomfortable with his status as champion and trying to, go up against Hughes in a sort of war of worlds that Hughes wasn't engaging in. Kind of strange from my vantage point. Anyhow, Tommy, last question before we let you go. If you do, in fact, get by Anthony Johnson at the next UFC fight night, the one following the one coming up next week, where would you like to go in your career? Is there a guy that you're thinking of fighting next? Someone on your radar, so to speak?
No, I don't see him. Anybody on my radar. I just want to get by the next fight and win and see what the UFC has in store for me. My plan is just to keep where I'm at, just keep on climbing the ladder and go to the next step, and whoever they put in front of me, I'm going to do my best to walk through.
Are you comfortable at 170? Did you ever give any thoughts, because you're a big 170, any thoughts to 185?
Whenever I'm cutting to 170, it's always in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
To cut to, maybe I should just go 185 or something, but, yeah, as of right now, I'm going to be staying at 170. I'm making the weight, and, I don't think the cut has anything to do with my performance, when I'm out there. So I think 170 is good for me. I think my frame, a lot of people do tell me, other fighters think they can fight at 185 because I have enough. I'm strong enough to. I'm just a little worried about my frame because I'm just a shade under 5'11", and I only got like a little less than a 71-inch reach. I mean, Matt's got like an inch and a half shorter than me and has a 73-inch reach. So I'm a little at the on the reach disadvantage.
Right. All right, Tommy, thanks so much for joining us. April 2nd, you got the big bout against Anthony Johnson. Definitely going to be an interesting one to see, and definitely going to be a slugfest. That's what we're expecting, at least. Tommy Spear, great job on The Ultimate Fighter. Thanks so much for joining us. And again, good luck on April 2nd and beyond.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me.